This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An administration source that says that Attorney General William Barr is thinking about quitting. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
A source in the administration tells the AP that Attorney General William Barr, after President Trump ignored his warning about interfering with the Justice Department and being under pressure from Democrats who call him the president's personal lawyer, is considering his resignation. Trump has tweeted he has the legal right to intervene in criminal cases, and his confidant, Roger Stone, should get a new trial after being found guilty of witness tampering and other charges. Barr has picked up support from other Trump allies, including South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. Tim McGuire, Washington.
AP's Mike Gracia tells us that billionaire Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg is pledging that if he's elected, he would not follow in President Trump's footsteps when it comes to his own business.
Multi-billionaire Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg is prepared to sell his company, Bloomberg LP, if he's elected to the White House. Top advisor Tim O'Brien tells the Associated Press the sale would be overseen by a trustee, and proceeds would go to the charitable giving arm Bloomberg Philanthropies. O'Brien said the only restriction Bloomberg would put on the sale is that it not be sold to a foreign buyer or private equity company. Bloomberg's worth is estimated at $60 billion, and he's entirely self-funding his campaign. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Hundreds of passengers began leaving the Diamond Princess cruise ship Wednesday after the end of a much-criticized two-week quarantine that failed to stop the spread of a new virus among passengers and crew. Results were still pending for some passengers who have been tested for the coronavirus that has infected tens of thousands of people in China alone. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. And China has, in fact, updated its latest coronavirus figures.
China has now reported more than 72,000 cases of the coronavirus, including more than 1,800 deaths. The WHO Director General said it's crucial for impacted countries to be transparent and share information with the World Health Organization so it can help.
These signals show the importance of all countries being ready for the arrival of the virus, to treat patients with dignity and compassion, to protect health workers, and to prevent onward transmission.
And while vaccine development is important, experts say it's not necessarily a top priority at the moment.
We all want to invest in the vaccine as a long-term solution, but there are people sick now, and there are health systems that are vulnerable now. So we need to balance our investments and invest in the weaker health systems and our own systems, and then we do the other things, and we develop the vaccine.
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.
Libya's internationally recognized government pulled out of a UN-sponsored peace talk Tuesday after forces from a rival government shelled the port in Tripoli. VOA's Marissa Melton.
Former General Khalifa Haftar's Libyan National Army fired missiles striking just a few meters from a liquefied gas tanker. The LNA first said it was targeting a Turkish ship bringing arms to government fighters. It later said it was firing at an arms depot. Libya's Government of National Accord responded by saying it's suspending its participation in the peace talks until firm responses are taken against the attacks. At the urging of Russia and Turkey, who support opposite sides in Libya, both sides agreed last month to a ceasefire and to open talks in Geneva, but the truce has frequently been violated. Both sides have been fighting for control of Tripoli for nearly a year, without either side making much progress. Some 150,000 civilians have fled their homes to escape the violence. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
An Istanbul court acquitted noted philanthropist Osman Kavala on charges of sedition, ending a trial that drew international attention as a test of civil liberties in Turkey. Kavala and eight other defendants were acquitted on all charges for a lack of concrete evidence. That packed courtroom erupted into applause and cheers as the verdicts were announced. The court acquitted nine, but the cases of seven others who had left the country and were tried in absentia would now be tried separately, but arrest warrants for them have been lifted. An Istanbul court acquitted the noted philanthropist on the charges. Kavala and eight other defendants were acquitted on all charges for the lack of concrete evidence. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.